Minister of State for Tertiary Education, Professor Yanka. The Deputy Minister for Education, the Director General of the Ghana Education Service, the Chairman of the Board of the Ghana Education Service, Administrator of the GET Fund, heads and agencies, heads of agencies of the Ministry of Education, heads of selected senior high schools here in Gadet, Nime, Name, special invited guests, friends from the media, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to join you here this morning for this short but important ceremony. I bring you warm greetings from His Excellency the President, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. The President is currently in the northern region and he will return hopefully later today. But he asked me to stand in his stead for this very important ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, in March this year, I had the honor of handing over a number of vehicles for our education sector on behalf of President Nana Akufo-Addo. And this was in fulfillment of his commitment not only to increase access to education, but also to ensure that we provide complementary resources to ensure that we deliver quality education to our people. First, I handed over 365 double cabin pickup trucks out of 840 procured by the government. These were distributed to all metropolitan, municipal, and district directories of education, as well as selected agencies under the Ministry of Education. The remainder of the pickups are arriving, as the Minister for Education has said. I also handed out on that day 493 out of 2,000 motorbikes to aid the work of circuit supervisors and to further enhance their supervisory roles in the education sector. I further announced on that day that government had procured 350 buses for our senior high schools in the country, 100 of which would be distributed soon. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are gathered here in fulfillment of that promise to distribute the 100 buses because we have a president who is fully committed to education of our children and who believes in keeping his word. The 100 schools that have been selected for today's presentation are drawn from the Ahafo, Oti, Bono, Bono East, Northeast, Northern, Savannah, Upper East, and Upper West regions. In the interest of fairness, schools that received buses in 2016 are not included in the distribution. However, the remainder of the buses, we have 250 buses yet to arrive. About 150 of them are already on the high seas. And when they come in, other regions will also get their share. The President believes that the significant educational reforms that his government has rolled out since 2017 will come to naught if we do not provide the necessary logistical support for our schools to run effectively as they deliver their mandate for the Ghanaian child. Our schools have various challenges in the discharge of their administrative functions, and these vehicles, I'm sure, will go a long way to help address some of these challenges. We are already addressing the challenges of infrastructure with a massive build-up of infrastructure across our senior high schools. Ladies and gentlemen, in the past, vehicles were procured without really any plan to pay for them. and that put a great strain on vendors and left the ministry wallowing in debt. I am very happy to emphasize this point, that these vehicles that you are witnessing that we are going to distribute here have been fully paid for. Fully paid for. So nobody is going to be knocking on the doors of the ministry to collect their debt. I commend the Minister for Education, the indefatigable Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, for his stewardship at the ministry. I also commend the Minister for Finance, who found the money to support this project. I urge the school heads who are being given responsibility for these vehicles to ensure that they are taken good care of so that they can serve the purpose for which they were imported. It is your duty to ensure that they are put to good use and not misused. Ladies and gentlemen, this government will continue to invest in education of its citizens because it is the right thing to do. We will continue to invest in our frontline managers in our educational institutions. They are central to any education reform we seek to pursue, and we must equip them with the necessary tools to enhance their work. We will not relent on this commitment. And the key to the transformation of this country is education. And that is why Nana Akufo-Addo has kept his focus on education. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor and my privilege on behalf of the President, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, to duly declare the 100 buses handed over. I thank you all for your time and attention. May Allah bless us all. God bless our homeland, Ghana.